Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hello, darlings. Welcome back. In honor of February, people are talking about relationships and love this month. So today, I want to talk about why people attract the same relationship over and over. Oftentimes with one person, they'll get out of a relationship and get right back into another relationship with somebody in a different body, but a very similar relationship. Or why you might have the same issues or fights over and over again. Have you ever wondered these things? I know I have, and I feel like I've cracked some codes for you. So let's dive into this today. I have worked with many people that have been married several times and feel like complete failures when it comes to relationships. They've learned to not trust themselves because of all of their failed marriages. I believe relationships are our biggest source of either pain or our biggest source of joy. I also think that they are the hardest for people to really shift, but so important for us to put our time and energy into, because when we do and we can start to shift them and heal with our relationships, then they can be so rewarding. I've seen so many people with buku money and physical possessions, but are miserable because their intimate relationship is a wreck. And it really ripples out into all areas of their life. It affects their business or their finances, their health, pretty much everything, if the heart of their life is not in a good place. On the flip side of that, I've seen people who maybe didn't have a lot of money or success financially, but they had a great, supportive, loving relationship with lots of connection, and their heart was full of joy. So it really does make a big difference in our lives. I also think that it's icing on the cake if you can have the heart of your life figured out when it comes to your bubble, and you can have a fulfilling, intimate relationship and relationship with your children and other people in your life that really matter, and those relationships are moving and grooving and in a good place. And then, of course, on top of that, that's great to have financial success and a successful career, but our relationships truly are the heart of our life. So if this piece of our life is chaotic, it shows up in all areas. So once we learn how to truly have peace, love, and connection, all areas can flourish. I have always been so intrigued by family, marriage, and just dynamics of relationships in general. I'm the youngest of 9 children, and I spent a big portion of my life observing my older siblings because they would hit those life milestones before I did, and they still are. You know, with being the youngest, I would watch my siblings get married, go off to college, have children, become empty nesters, sometimes go through divorce, and become grandparents all before I did. I also was a bartender for about 8 years. And during that time, I feel like I learned a lot about relationships because I would have these people come in and sit up at the bar, and I would have these deep, soulful conversations with so many different people from all walks of life. And I found it so fascinating. If I saw a dynamic with a couple that would come in and they looked like they were really in love, I would ask them, hey, what do you do? How do you have a successful marriage? Or how long have you been married? Or if I saw a family come in on Friday night with their teenagers and they would come in on a regular basis, I would ask them, hey, how do you have this family dynamic where you have these teenagers come with you on Friday night? So I've always been a keen observer of relationships. But then, of course, with the last 6 years of being in the coaching business and really seeing behind people's walls and getting into their hearts, I've learned a lot about relationships. So what do you value in a partnership? I want you to ask yourself that. What's at the top of your list? I had an interesting experience once when I was a young mom in my 20s. My daughter was taking dance at a studio, and I became friends with a mom that we would sit there and watch our girls dance. And this woman was just beautiful. She was classy, shiny. She looked like she had everything in the world. And I remember I started having these conversations with her, and over a while we developed this friendship, and she would ask me questions about being a single mom. And for me, I felt like I was just a wreck. You know, I was going to school, I was working, I was trying to show up as a mom, and I was being pulled every which way. And I felt like she was in a much different space than me. She started asking me about my personal life. I told her I was single, and she said that there was this guy that she wanted to set me up with. And I said, well, tell me about him. What's he like? And she started to tell me about his career and what he did for a living and how successful he was and what his home was like and how much money he made. And I said, okay, great, but what is he like? And eventually she said to me, hey, Jen, look, you want to marry a guy who can take care of you. Someone who maybe is a lot older than you, but he has a lot of money and he is financially set and he can take care of you. And I was a little taken aback when she said this, because that definitely wasn't something that I was really valuing and thinking, oh, I'm going to look for someone who can take care of me. That wasn't what my intention was when I was looking for a life partner. I'm not saying it's bad by any means to marry someone that has financial stability and that is older, anything like that. That's not the point. The point was, I was surprised that she was basically telling me to look for someone that had money, because that wasn't even in my awareness as far as what I had at the top of my list to find a life partner. She said, come on, just come and meet him. He's a great guy. You'll like him. So I went and I met him, and I knew quickly right away that it was going to be a no-go on my end, because there was no connection. There was no chemistry. And I also realized that I would rather go a life with a partner that I wanted to be with, that we could go through hard times and we could go through different chapters of our life and sometimes struggle financially, but figure it out together as a team. And at the end of the day, have love and connection and partnership. And that's definitely what I have with my husband. We have had many chapters in our marriage, and there have been times where we have had challenges and we have struggled financially or emotionally or, you know, many different things in our lives. But I've also seen people who have married for that financial stability, and there is no connection. And that is hard, because at the end of the day, I feel like people will always feel empty and unfulfilled in their relationship if there is no connection or chemistry. So, what do you value? First and foremost, we've got to realize that part. So, I want you to envision that you have an invisible movie projector on the top of your forehead. And whatever movie it is that you are playing is projecting out, and that is the experience that you are going to have in physical form. So let's imagine that you're in a movie theater and you're the projector and it's on your forehead, right? You're sitting in the back of the movie and you're playing your movie and you say, you know what? I want to watch, let's say, a romantic movie like The Notebook, the love story of The Notebook, or the love story of Titanic, right? Where they obviously have a lot of connection, a lot of love, chemistry, and playfulness between the two of them. And that's what you want to watch. But the movie reel that you have in there is, let's say it's The Wolf of Wall Street. I feel like those are very, very opposite scenarios. I don't really know any woman that would want to be that guy's wife. He doesn't treat women respectfully. And well, in the movie, he didn't treat women respectfully. And it was not a marriage that a woman would typically want. So let's say you have that movie playing and you're watching it and you're like, no, I said I wanted to watch The Notebook, but you're playing Wolf of Wall Street, right? So you go, you know what? I'm going to get up and I'm going to move to theater number two because this is not what I want to watch. And so you get up and you move to theater number two. You sit in the back of the theater. You don't change out the movie that you're playing, which is on your forehead, which is the projector. And so on the screen, again, you see Wolf of Wall Street. And you go, this is not what I want to watch. You can go from theater 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 25. It doesn't matter. You are going to continue to see the same movie showing up for you because you're not changing the movie. So no matter how many times you change theaters, you will see the same movie unless you switch out the movie playing. I've coached with some really amazing people who have had several failed marriages. To me, it is sad to see that a lot of people judge people that have had several failed marriages, but more so they judge themselves and they feel like there's something wrong with them. There's a sense of shame surrounding this topic. And this doesn't mean that they're dumb or that they're not worthy of love. They are actually beautiful, wise, amazing people that are worthy of love. They just keep the same movie rolling. And when they realize this, everything changes. I have seen this happen so many times, and it always comes down to this one thing. Always. I know this seems so simple, but I've seen so many relationships change and heal because of this awakening. So let's break this down into three simple steps. Number one, we must first get clear on what movie we want to watch. So when I was talking earlier about that woman and the experience I had with her when I was in my early 20s, I started thinking. In fact, I had thought about that for many years as far as being the observer of relationships, of what is it I want in a relationship. But when I talked to her and she wanted to set me up with this guy based on money, I realized that isn't what I'm looking for. It's really important for us to get clear on what are you not looking for, but what are you looking for? What do we want? So I really want you to get out a piece of paper and a pen this week, today, if you have time, and write out what you want in a partner. And I want you to add details. What kinds of things do you do together? And what is the energy of your relationship? How do you each show up? How do you treat each other? Breathe life into it. Really add details, like you're creating a movie and you are putting emotion into it, to where you add playfulness, you add fun, you add passion, you add love, all of those things that you want, put them in your story of what kind of movie you want to create. Because you're the director, you get to choose, and you're giving people a script in life. So that's the first step, is we must get clear on what we want. What movie we want to watch. Number two, change out that old movie for the new one. Okay? Get really committed when you catch yourself wanting to play your old loop of what has happened in the past, or a movie you're playing with scenes that you don't want to create. Get committed to stop that movie and start playing your new one of what you want. We get stuck on this one based on the experiences that we've had. If you catch yourself, you'll realize that many times in the shower or driving down the road, you are playing your old movie, whether it's stuff that has happened in your current relationship and you're going back to those things, or you're envisioning something that could happen that you don't want to create, or you are not in a relationship and you're picturing things that have happened in the past. So you've got to stop that movie and switch it out. And then number three, the last step, keep the new movie playing until it shows up in physical reality. You must stay the course. I cannot stress this one enough. Most people don't even get to step one. They don't even realize what it is they're doing. They don't realize they're playing this movie in this loop over and over again. And that's why they can get out of that current relationship, but then get right back into another relationship that's similar. It's like moving from one theater to the next, but not switching out the movie reel. So most people don't even get that far. But once they do, and they take those steps and they start to understand that they are a creator, and then they get clear on what they want instead and start to do the work to manifest that new relationship coming in, they often drop the ball by not being consistent. We got to stay consistent, give it enough energy for it to get momentum and then really shift and come in. You must stay the course and give your new movie creation enough focus and energy to see it come into play. Be creative with your movie and start breathing life energy into it. Think about when you go to a movie and you really get into it. A great movie evokes emotion from you. You may be crying one minute, laughing the next, sitting on the edge of your seat in suspense, or even yelling at the screen or TV because you are mad at one of the characters. We do this by default, whether we realize it or not, with our own life. Every thought, visualization, word, feeling, and belief is going out into a pathway before you, and you are writing your future every second, every minute of every day, even right now. You're living the movie you have written, and you have created every detail of the script. I know this might be hard to hear. When I first heard this concept that I was creating my life, I thought, whoa, I don't know if this is true, but if it is, wow, I've created quite the drama. I remember when I was working at that restaurant as a server during my single mom days, and this coworker of mine came in and asked me how I was doing, what was going on in my life. And I started telling her this dramatic story of my most recent saga. And she looked at me and she said, oh, Jen, I love talking to you. You have the most fascinating stories. Now, I know this might sound like a compliment, but at the time, her comment stopped me in my tracks. And I remember thinking, that's not a compliment, Jen. In fact, it's the opposite of that. Your life is such a mess that she can't stand to not watch because it makes her feel better about her own life. It's like when you pass a car crash. It's actually pretty funny because you'll notice this when you're in a car and you're stuck in traffic because there's a crash up ahead, especially if there's other adults in the car. This is most likely to happen if you pay attention. You will hear people complaining about, oh, why is the traffic taking so long? Why does everybody have to be so nosy or rubberneck or go so slow? And then when it's your turn and you're up there, you'll notice all of the adults and the kids, everybody is doing the same exact thing. You're driving slow and staring at the car crash. It's human nature. Okay. So, simple ways for you to flip the script in your own life movie. First, I want you to think about a relationship and choose one that you want to see change in. This can be with anyone, and it doesn't matter how dramatic it is or not. So, you might be in a relationship that is really chaotic that you really want to shift, or it might be something that you just feel a little distant from one of your children or from your spouse or anyone in your life, a friendship. But I want you to think of one relationship you would like to shift. Next, observe where things are at now. It is great to look at the things that are here that you don't want. That's what helps us get clear. We came to this planet of duality to experience that contrast, hot and cold. Sadness and joy. Once you experience what you don't want, you get to choose at any moment when you've had enough. So if you're in a relationship that you've had a lot of sadness and heartache or feeling a lack of self-worth or disrespect, you get to choose when it's that time that you have had enough and you're ready to not experience that anymore. I look back on past relationships that I've had, and I don't look at any of them as regrets because I learned so much in experiences I had that did cause me pain or sadness where I felt disrespected. They helped me be so much more grateful in the contrasting relationship that I have now. Observe, what is it that's showing up right now that you don't necessarily like and you want to shift? Next, think about your new script. Write your new script, whether it's physically writing it or thinking about it, but get clear on your new vision. Add details to evoke those powerful emotions just like the Hollywood writers do. They do that for a reason, so you buy into the story and start believing it's real on some level. You want to do this with your own movie. Next, close your eyes and envision your new movie. Even doing this 5 minutes a day consistently will start to change the movie you see showing up in your reality. Of course, you can take longer if you'd like. I have gotten so into my movie that tears of joy were streaming down my face. Call me crazy, but I promise this works. Sometimes when you're asking for a certain movie, you're going to realize that you're going to need to let some actors go. And I know this is hard. But let's say you're envisioning this wonderful partner and your current one keeps showing you more and more that they are not willing to play the part or they're not the one for the role. You might need to take action. For example, if you see this honoring, loving, respectful partner in your movie and you start to envision that and you're in a current relationship with someone who is cheating or physically abusing you, it will get more and more obvious to you that they're not the one for the role. This could be something else, completely different than a relationship, but it could be something else that you're envisioning in your movie. For me, when I was really starting to pay attention to these universal laws and learning about our power to create, and I started to visualize and ask for certain things to show up in my life, the first thing I started asking for, because at the time I was a sales rep, I started asking for, okay, let's see if I can bring in more sales and up my bonuses. And it was just something super easy and tangible to start playing around with. Well, once that happened, then I would go, okay, well, what do I want next? And so I was playing with these universal laws and I was creating these scenes and these movies in my mind. And then I wanted something deeper. And so I started asking for me to get really clear on what my purpose in life is. And I wanted to start helping others and sharing the things that I had learned and sharing my gifts and really stepping into my purpose in life. And so what happened was my sales started to plummet. Now, normally, if I wasn't paying attention and getting clear on what was happening, I would have started to panic and it could have derailed me. But I realized that that was actually what I was asking for, is to get clear on what my purpose is. And because I was in a space where I wasn't living my purpose, or maybe it was just time to move on from where I was at that point, but that door started to close because that's what I was asking for. And so when you start asking for something, don't be afraid or get distracted or derailed when the universe starts to show you that and starts to rearrange things and bring that clarity to you. And so what I realized at that point was it was showing me that it was time for me to move on and close that door, move past that career that I had built and that I was in, and jump into uncharted waters and have faith and start my own business. And so I did. But when things start to show up, we must step back, observe, and see that it's happening for a reason and that we're actually asking for that, and then have the faith and the courage to walk through that and to make the necessary changes and take that action. I'm so excited for you to start creating your new movie because you deserve it all, my loves. Thank you for being here today and have a fabulous week. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.